XS Shafir, who's it? What's good? It's your boy, I'm YouTube, and welcome back to Malome's Mic, guys. As you guys can see, whole new scene, whole new set. Just for this week, we're giving it a bit of a test trial. We want to see if we've got things, these black things in front of us. We got stands.
It's a nice upgrade. I'd like to thank HR for hearing my concerns.
Thank you, human resources. As you guys know, week after week, we have the same people.
Bigly big.
We've got Clady 2.0. Matlady, how you doing, though?
I'm okay. How are you, Tato?
I'm fine.
I'm okay.
We got Prime Time Lucas. Lucas, what's good, baby?
Hey, all good, man. All good.
So today we're talking about a whole bunch of different things in one video, but the main title might be mixing friends and relationships. So we're basically going to be speaking about, like, would you date a friend? What goes wrong when you vibe with a friend? Can friends be friends? Can your friends be friends with your partner? Can you date your exes? After how long can you date friends, love interests? You know, what happens if you all like one girl? That's the direction of the conversation. Just to give you ladies insight of how we, what happens in our minds.
Assuming we think.
So you can see that we're not that bad sometimes, man.
Yeah, but before you move on, you want to address the elephant in the room?
What's the elephant in the room?
Can you guys hear me?
Oh, no, definitely.
Perfect. Do I sound delicious?
What's the elephant in the room?
Why and when did you cut your hair?
Oh, shit.
But I just cut boys.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you guys can see it properly. If you can't see, go check out my IG. I got it real. Cut the dreads off, man.
Damn, what inspired that? Cut the dreads. Give us a look down.
No. Dog. You know, it's actually such a weird story. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
There was this one girl who was like, dog, I had a dream that you cut your hair.
Mm.
I was like, for real? She's like, yeah, I had a dream you cut your hair. I'm like, that's weird. So I hang up and I go to the mirror. Then I tie my hair back. Then I'm like, bro, I only like my hair when it's tied up back.
Yeah.
And when it's tied up back, you can't even see the dreads.
Okay.
So people are like my face. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I envisioned it. I closed my eyes. I said, okay, cool.
And then you made a dreams come true.
I said, what a beautiful man. I said, it makes sense. We're 25 now. I've always been adventurous with my hair. I've relaxed it. I've got dreads. I've S-curled. I've done twists.
You did a comb over.
Yeah. No shot or that.
That's what relaxing is. That's what relaxing is. So, yeah, man. I decided to cut them off and now they're gone. So, shout out to the dreads. The dread era was dope.
Yeah. Quiver boys.
Like, yeah. I was saying on TikTok, I said that I am not in a new season, but I'm in a new show.
Yeah.
Because it's not season 4 or 5, 21, no.
No.
Yeah. Brand new title.
Okay.
Whole new production.
Mm. But I leave my, little stand.
Mm. No, but I get it.
Drinking from glasses. Yeah. Hey, cheers to growth.
Clean, clean.
Clean.
Beautiful.
Cheers to you too.
Cheers. And you guys have any updates? What's happening? Hey, guys, sorry, it's hot and cold. You'll be seeing me take my jacket on and off.
Mm-hmm. Do it slowly.
Tabali's tripping.
What's with you guys? What did you guys get up in this past week?
The past week?
Mm.
Yeah.
Let me try to remember. Let me reflect. Did the work thing a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did the talking stages thing a bit.
You can't help yourself.
I figured I'm young. I need to explore.
You have to see what your standard is.
What I like. Mm. What I like.
Plus Tato's mother said we only have 3 years left.
Yes, yes.
Imagine.
So we're on the rush now. We're trying to find the one.
Yeah, sure, sure, man.
Yeah, actually, DM me and tell me why you.
That's what I want to know. What is new with you, man, Lou?
Hey, man, it's crazy. It's exams. That's fucking crazy.
I never fucking master you.
Yo, I never thought I'd say that again. But yeah, it's exams. It's that season. So there's work. There's
Ubi, man. It's heavy.
It's failed talking stages.
Again. Do you think you are the problem?
I'm the common denominator, to say the least. Because clearly it's not working for me. But watch all out there. Everybody's falling in love.
Are you looking at me when you say that?
No, I'm just, I'm trying to.
Everyone's looking in love. I'm watch all out there.
No, I'm trying to get your, the look in your face when I say that.
Oh, I get you.
So, how do you feel when, let's say, you have a talking stage? I might be projecting.
Yeah, no.
You have a talking stage, you guys talk.
Mm.
And then you quickly realize that this cannot work.
I didn't.
Yo.
And then 2 weeks later, she's getting married. Basically. You see it as that.
Yeah.
It doesn't hit your ego.
I'm aiding. No. Yeah, my ego. I've already made up my mind about the fact that this is not gonna work out.
Okay. And then do you reconsider afterwards if you see that she can actually shine as a wife?
Shine? How am I supposed to know that she's shining?
How could you see you on Instagram with
I'm using pictures? You know Instagram is a split second.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you speaking now. I used to do that. I used to lie on my Instagram.
Right, let's get into last 2 weeks.
Hey, you
comments.
Didn't tell us about your week.
I told you guys. You guys spoke about my hair. That was my week. I cut my hair.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll read the comments every single episode. We missed a week because of financial constraints. I don't even find a way to monetize
this. This podcast is not making money.
But a comment from Nompelo says, your friendship is so special. I love how your conversations are funny, but at the same time, real and intelligent. It's such a pleasure to listen to you guys. Thank you so much.
Wow.
Yes, you
can. Yeah, and then you can read Camarello's comment.
Is this for the one video or for the two videos?
It's probably the one video.
Yeah.
You can't read comments from two videos at once.
I'm pretty sure you can.
I mean, split screen don't happen on Apple.
You can close
anyway,
it.
let me read this comment. Say, listening to Clary and hearing what he says makes me gravitate towards him even more. Ooh.
I get it.
Ooh, hmm? La la.
I get it. I gravitate towards you even more too.
What?
Yo, who's that?
It doesn't matter who it is. You also want to gravitate towards her.
That's to find her.
Santa Cremi.
Celestial beings.
Look from Jono. On that note, looking from Jono's coming back soon, by the way, guys.
For real?
Yeah, what a sponsor.
Oh, let's live.
Is it? Make it clap.
Yo, do you guys know Tato Fanny fired us after he fired everybody else? He was the last ones to go.
It was crazy. This is how he's telling us.
Yeah. This is how we know we're not on the next episode. But you know, would have you done it again?
What?
Looking from Jono.
Would I do it again?
What have you done it? You clearly can't do it again.
I mean, Tato fired me.
That's what I'm asking in an hypothetical situation.
Would I do it again? Ish, the market is different now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The stocks are up.
I'm not talking about me. That is a result. But would I do it again? I don't know. It depends.
On?
How I feel when I'm asked.
We'll never know.
I thought you were going to be on season four.
Four. Yeah, four. You dropped three seasons
in
1 years.
In 1 year.
1 year.
Yeah.
Make it clap.
No, that's
awkward. I think we need to make a clap sound effect.
You don't have it.
Oh, you mean actual like clapping?
Yeah.
Oh shit, I thought you meant like, you know, the one. Yeah.
Sometimes
when they jump up and down.
Yeah, that's actually a great question.
What?
Because I'm thinking back, my concerns, because any other time I'll just say yes.
Yeah.
So now I'm thinking back, what? Because before you do it, you consider everything. Mm. Do I want to do it? Should I do it?
Oh, sorry, by the way, Looking from Jono is a speed dating show on my channel, if you guys don't know.
Search it on YouTube.
They were part of a speed dating show, so we were asking him, would he want to be a part of season four of the speed dating
show? Yeah, because I've been on, two seasons?
You've been on two seasons, yeah.
Two seasons. Looking back, the reasons why I didn't do it is that I didn't want to hurt someone else.
Oh, so there was somebody else
in the picture while you were looking for him. Oh,
men.
The market was different.
Oh, you mean someone outside of the show.
Yeah, someone outside the show. Oh. And it's always, they will tell you that, nah, it's chill, do it.
Yeah.
And looking from Jono, lives forever. You understand? Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know.
Speaking about your friends during Looking from Jono, the ones that don't like you being on the show, would you guys actually vibe with an actual friend, like someone that you are friends with? So, for example, who are our friends?
Like a friend.
Balipi and them. Would you guys date with like a friend? Okay, Balipi and them are a bad example, but like an actual friend, like
someone that started off as a friend,
like Fatima.
Would I date someone that initially started off?
What day would you vibe? Would you like, you know, hook up with, kiss?
I try to avoid that.
I personally think you should try to avoid that.
So you've never done it before? Okay, let me ask a follow-up question. How was when you hooked up with a friend for the first time?
For those who have done it.
Yeah. Complicated.
We've all done it. I've done it.
You've done it too.
Have I?
Does Lucas have any female friends?
I don't have female friends.
He doesn't.
Is that concerning? Because I sometimes think about it, like, why don't I have female friends? Actually, I do know the answer to that question.
Why?
Ends up kissing them.
Whoa. My game is on automatic pilot. Like, I can't distinguish. Until you're like a sibling, I can't distinguish if you like...
Oh, so the only way you know to speak to a girl is by pushing game.
Yeah, unfortunately.
That sounds like you're a hoe.
No, I'm not. But I'm kidding. I can. You know what it is, though?
Yeah.
It's just that I've never been granted the opportunity, but I do have female friends. Like Lungi is my friend.
Mm-hmm.
When I say female friend, I mean, Lungi is our boy for sure. But I mean someone that like we just speak to at least weekly.
Weekly? Yeah. I don't speak to you boys weekly.
I speak to Matadi weekly.
I live with him. It's by default. Yeah. I don't have a choice.
Yeah, but right now in your life, you've got someone that you speak to weekly.
Once I start speaking to her weekly,
speak to me weekly.
If I speak to her weekly, I'm confined in. Then obviously that's gonna spark something.
So you don't have any female friends?
I really don't.
Yeah.
Are you lonely?
damn, there's no answer.
You it's
only when you have me.
You don't give me cuddles.
I feel like I have. I do it.
This is continuous.
I'm actively doing it.
How
does that even happen? Was the thought in your head?
No. So it's someone that you are genuinely friends with, now.
Yeah.
Like the only way you guys see each other for the longest time is just as friends.
Don't speak for her. Speak for yourself. It's the only way you see
the only way I see her. It's just as friends.
Yeah.
But now there comes that one instance where now you guys are chilling the way you guys usually chill. But now looking each other in the eyes a little bit longer than you usually do. Do you
know what I'm saying? I have a question on that. When you're chilling with your
friend,
do you not, what's the word I'm looking for? Anticipate. When the Helili two fell and then the fireplace is on.
Because I've been in that situation so many times and never done anything.
But you thought about
it
before.
But then what sparks?
No, that's what I'm trying to say. You'd never think about
ask
it.
That.
What changes?
Bro, it's that connection, yeah. This is so nice. This is really nice. And then it's like, oh wait, it's always been nice. But now it's like, it's nice, but like, when I look at you, like, you're looking at each other longer than we usually do.
I don't know.
You're laughing at my jokes a little bit louder than you usually do.
I don't believe that. I think.
And obviously, it was a little bit of attraction, but it was so, like, small.
Yeah.
Where you'd never want to play on it. It's like, she's cute and everything, but it's like, sharp. That's it. She's cute.
Are you capable of making a friend that's female for the purposes of just being a friend?
Yeah.
Have you done it?
Yeah.
With who?
Tato does. Tato is the one gent.
Yeah.
Tato is the one gent. I know a lot of female friends.
Tabi, Balipi.
Sure.
Naomi.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's a long list.
Okay.
I'm
both different.
Sane.
You don't have female friends.
Either. I don't have female. I don't know who I'm going to fit. I have female friends.
You actually, yeah.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Yeah.
You just don't speak to them as regularly. But I was saying, so when I start doing these things with these friends, it's like when I always communicate that, like, yo, we should honestly just be having the fun part of this whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, if we're kissing, let's just kiss. So basically, friends with benefits.
I've heard about that.
Yeah. And I don't attach any emotion to it. So now if I'm going to have someone that I'm friends with benefits,
do you really not attach emotions?
It's is like, that possible?
Trust me.
The fact that, you know why I'm asking if that's possible? Like, you build an emotional relationship with a friend.
Yeah.
To be like, for them to become a friend, there's some
for you to spend time with them.
Yeah, there's an emotional aspect to it, that there's care, there's love to an extent, you know, there's all these things that are there in a relationship anyway.
Yeah.
So now when they're friends and you guys are kissing, that just adds on to the fact it just becomes, quote, like, in a way, a relationship.
Mutually beneficial.
But no, dog, I feel like I hear you, but it's like with me, I don't catch the feelings because I've programmed myself to behave that way. Yeah. But the girls always catch the feelings. Like, that was my point. Like, I don't, but they always do. And I don't blame them because it's like, dog, it's a good time.
Yeah.
Would you recommend?
No, do not do it. Like, it's nice if you guys can both understand, but there will never be a situation where both parties understand.
What do you think they can understand?
It's just a natural thing, bro. You're with someone who's giving you so much happiness, so much joy. You guys are having a good time, always laughing. There's no relationship problem because it's not a relationship. It's just fun time.
And then so when it gets to, I really start off as friends.
You know what happens?
Yeah.
We need to talk.
About what? Oh yeah, when it gets to the stage, I'm coming there actually.
So, I can't see how this thing doesn't end up there.
That's my thing. And then so before you do it, you are fully aware of the end result. Then why do you do it?
Completely.
You know how you get addicted to things, even though they're bad for you, and you still do it anyway.
Yeah, sometimes you want to believe otherwise, I imagine.
But you considered all the options, and you know in your heart.
I think I should put it like this for you. Have you ever hit on somebody when you knew that it wouldn't end anyway?
Yeah, almost every day.
So I'm sure part of you should be able to relate to the fact that you do certain things
with no end result in mind.
I often use this opportunity, this podcast, to refine my thoughts, to understand where I'm coming from.
Okay.
And I need some perspective.
Okay.
So I personally go in knowing full well that the only end result here
is for us to stop.
Yeah. Or no, before we even get there, because we stop if it's a problem. I know that there will be a problem at some point.
So you think it's inevitable?
No, I agree. You both lie to each other and you hope that they won't be.
Maybe I'm different because I am fully aware.
I think I am too.
I'm not surprised. But
everyone knows subconsciously that, like, this might not be an easy...
I know I'm not going to marry you. From the first time I met you.
Or date you.
Yeah. But why do you, as instinct that says, okay, I need to be a predator.
You don't have to do things because you're going to end up in marriage or relationship would be good. Sometimes you're going to enjoy the ride.
Do you tell them that you just want to enjoy the ride?
Yeah, I say, listen, we're not exclusive. I'm seeing other people.
Yeah.
Well, literally, there's no labels, no thingies, no expectations. But the problem happens that all of us always say this, né? Mm. But then the actions are so different. Like,
yeah.
It's like, ish. For example, it's like, you get entitled to certain things from them, which you shouldn't be feeling, because you said that, like, yo, I'm seeing other people.
Yeah.
So now when this person's like, yo, I'm going to go out for a date, or I'm going to go see this hand, they get upset.
Yeah.
Or you can even get upset. Mm-hmm. Which is why it's important to understand that if you go into a situation where it's friends with benefits, you only know what you see. So whatever you're doing outside of with that person, don't tell them, don't let them see, don't hint it to them. They shouldn't know.
Do you see how the dynamic of friendship don't exist anymore? Like, you guys are not friends
you're not
anymore.
Friends.
Once that happens, because now you would have, otherwise you would have been out with your friend and everything would have been cool. She wouldn't have minded you going to hook up with somebody else you found attractive in the club.
Yeah.
But now you can't go out with that person anymore.
Yeah, I agree. You guys have decided to become friends with benefits. And sometimes you also decide to be respectful. Like, I don't want to see what you're doing outside of me because of human nature.
So what, do you have a problem if you saw her licking someone in the
personally,
club?
I don't care.
Yeah.
But the other person always cares. Personally, I do not care.
So you detach yourself from
I completely detach myself.
Ah, so get skilling fun.
I can't comprehend.
I can't comprehend. It's not, the matrix is glitching. It's not working in here. But honestly, I just feel like it's such a compromised position, because the end of it is inevitable, and we both know how this is going to
be. We know
out.
What the outcome is.
But at the same time, I think my vision, or what I imagine a relationship that has sustenance would be for me is me dating a person who's more my friend than they are a romantic partner.
Yeah, no, listen, if you have a friend who you start seeing and he ends up in a relationship, that's the perfect person to actually date.
Yeah.
Because you know them outside of a relationship. You know them outside of them trying to impress you. You know them as a friend. So that's how people get married.
Yeah, I believe.
But I'm saying when you go into from friendship to friends with benefits with no expectation of being anything more, that's what's tricky. So if you don't know how to balance it, you're gonna be in a secret situation.
I always feel like that one is compromised from the get go. Like,
well, from when you start.
But the thing is that, like, the ending can suck, but the journey can slap.
Hey, that's true.
You are for not the destination. You are for the journey.
Yeah.
I want the trip.
Yeah, and then that pain goes away after like a month or 2 weeks.
A month,
but 72 hours.
But so does the friendship.
So does the friendship. Yeah, we know we're taking the risk as soon as we start doing that.
You see that one? I'm trying to draw a cost benefit analysis between those two, and it's not balancing.
The benefit is not there,
especially if that person, because if they are my friend and I move to that stage, right? Then I'm getting into a relationship.
Yeah.
I don't see it being a platonic. I don't see it being,
and it's impossible to ever go back to being platonic unless someone goes into a relationship, because you're gonna be chilling the way you used to chill before you start kissing, and then you're gonna be in the same situation.
Is it even possible?
Even if they go into a relationship, it's gonna be worse, because now that door has been opened before.
Yeah.
Who's to say we're not gonna walk down that path again?
The relationship is
someone else. Joe Mara, being around a person who you've opened that door with consistently.
Yeah.
It's too easy to go back in there. What haven't you seen? What hasn't happened?
Yeah, you don't mind if I change that. You've seen my boobs before.
Actually begs the question, your partner being around their ex. Being friends with their ex, that something has happened before.
You know what I don't understand? How, let's say, your partner, ne? Your partner was in a relationship before. The relationship ends. At what point do you discuss us being friends after the relationship ended? The relationship didn't end in that case.
The word you consider it not
ending. Yeah, it didn't end.
It did. It's not romantic.
You can just stop being romantic.
I guess if the romance dies.
I don't know. I don't believe it.
You wanted to say something.
Can I ask the question again? No, I want to say, for the longest time, I always used to lie to myself and say, I can be friends. Like, you can be friends with your ex. I can be friends with my ex. But it's this.
Do you know why you did that?
Yeah, because I was friends with my ex.
You wanted to justify your actions.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, men are crazy. Yeah,
men are horrible.
And how did that work out?
Yeah, it doesn't work, dude. It's a thing of, like, it doesn't work because it's like, it's that thing. Like, you've gone through that road before. So even if you guys are chilling as friends, let's say I'm with my ex just chilling as friends, your alarmza might land out of nowhere. If someone really wants to throw alarmza around, bro.
Jana, if I've been in that space with you, if I've had those relations with you, right?
After 4 Jaeger bombs, something's gonna happen.
I don't even need 4 Jaeger bombs. I don't even need 4 Jaeger bombs. That fire doesn't die. Like, I just see you and I think about
I've seen the way you look at your ex bites.
Hey, demand.
Can you be looking at them
like a hyena? Like, it's because
obviously you've had a certain experience with this person.
So I'm sure you're thinking, damn.
But take it flashback. You look into those eyes and you're like, I want to see them roll all the way back in your head.
Yeah, but
it's tricky.
Would you guys allow your partners to be friends with their ex?
See, not allow.
Allow
is
tricky.
How would you feel about it? Because obviously you can't make anybody.
How does it come up after we've been rocking for a while and then you just tell me that, hey, Matladi, you know what? That guy is still my friend. Or is it a thing?
No. Like, you talking stage, La Jolla, it's been a month. Oh, by the way, remember Brian? I was talking about Brian, my ex from 20.
Hey, don't do, by the way.
We still, like, kind of talk and stuff. We still kind of talk and it's still kind of cool.
If she hits me, by the way, R.I.D. my papa.
I have a diplomatic answer and I have my real answer.
Yeah.
Diplomatic, I can't tell you who to be friends with.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think it's tricky because I would be cool with it if you cool with me doing it.
How are you with your exes? Think about your ex bites. I don't know. When you guys in the same room, how are you guys?
I don't even know if they're alive or not.
That's hard for me to say.
Ask me.
How are you with your ex bites? How are you with your ex bites?
I'm very friendly with my ex bites.
Exactly.
It's only with exes that I'm like that one. Blows up and just.
So now, if you can be very friendly with the exes, you think she can be very friendly with her exes?
Oh, no, I best believe she is.
No matter, I can't detect who's friends with who. How would you feel about the situation? How would. Because.
They will sip on each other.
They can.
They might not. The thing is that they might not, but it's a small percentage of people that might not. Some people aren't respectful.
Do you think the problem is niggas are insecure? Or is it just the respect thing?
Niggas are insecure for sure.
Yeah.
Because niggas, obviously insecurity comes from what might they do? They've done this in the past. Now you're insecure about her actions. Now the trust is not there.
Do you know where I think the insecurity comes from? I think niggas know that if they were in the same position, they would act on the bite. If you're in a room with your ex bite.
Yeah, who said that?
You know that you'll probably link up with her or do something.
But also we're speaking about...
I just said if that door is open,
But that's you when you're single. What happens if you're jala? If that door's open,
still, let me explain how I am, Higgijola. I close distance myself from any form
of female.
Of female. But I stop giving them hugs and give them high fives.
But you know what's tricky there? Facts. You don't stop much. If somebody really wants you because we are weak, you will allow them in your space.
No, he won't allow
them. Nah, not me.
He just won't allow
them. You know my problem with, my personal problem is, right? If I'm in a relationship, right, and I compromise that relationship, I cannot be the same in that relationship ever again. I can't laugh at the same jokes the same way. I know that I'll change and I know it's over from that point. So why am I going to ruin it for something that I can get at home anyway? Like I never see...
If you're looking, you clearly can't find it. Huh? If there's an opportunity to find it.
Then obviously I need to stop the relationship because clearly it's not working.
Okay. Now that makes sense.
I'm wasting my time. Why am I looking for other things? But I must go jolly the one that I'm looking for.
This always brings down the... Is monogamy overrated? Is it?
Yeah.
Is it sustainable?
Think about that in the next episode. Maybe.
I don't know. I have my doubts.
I don't think so. I just like. I feel like monogamy is diplomatic. Everybody
do this exercise. Think about anybody that you might look up to. Mm. Somebody who's older.
Yeah.
Somebody who's 32, 35.
I'm running out of it. My list is running out on that one.
Keep that list.
Yeah.
Think about. All of the homies that you know.
Are they faithful?
So your uncles or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Simple question. Proportion-wise, how many of them are faithful?
Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
And thing is, because you have your ideas.
The numbers are scary.
The numbers don't lie. You understand? So you think to yourself, okay, I am capable of doing this. I can manage this type of relationship.
Yeah.
And then you look at the empirical data. This says, hey, educated. 52-odd% of marriages fail.
Yeah.
And of that 48 that's remaining, about
is it 52? 20,
somewhere there. It's more than 50.
Probably more.
Of that 48 that's remaining, that's in a relationship, about a quarter, so 25% of the overall is miserable.
Mm-hmm.
So you, when you tell me that I am going to stick to one woman and I'll be happy for the rest of my life.
I never said the rest of my life.
For an indefinite period.
I'm kidding.
I want to believe that. Nah.
Yeah.
But I like that.
You want to be a statistic?
Yeah. My info is informed.
Yeah.
The stats saying otherwise. They're saying people are not happy.
This thing doesn't work.
They're not happy with just one woman. That's why
you know why I think it used to work?
Yeah.
Because back in the day, we used to die by 30.
Working in the mines.
You are right. Because now you legit, women have more options now as well.
Yeah.
So when now you start slacking, they can easily replace you.
Yeah.
So I get that has to do with it. But people are unhappy in relationships and they still stay.
Yeah.
And the only way to balance it out is to go for a sneaky link. My ex bite. So I can't safely say, I can't confidently say that, ayo, I can be monogamous.
Hey, speak your truth, my boy.
No, but I'm saying it seems very difficult.
No, you know, I think it is, I think you can be monogamous. The question is, how long can you be monogamous for?
That is a good question.
I think I believe in, especially because of my past, yo, because you guys know, like I've basically been in two long-term relationships.
Yeah.
2.5 and 3.5 years.
Yeah.
So I believe that a person can come into your life and give you what you need for a certain period of time in a relationship form, basis, whatever, structure.
Yeah.
And it can go. It can even go to the point where you get married. But it's okay for it to end. And it's okay for you to find somebody else.
It is.
And cross your fence and get married again.
This is why I'm so concerned about marriage.
That's right. The problem is marriage, because marriage literally ties to the person.
Yeah, and involves the government. Why do we involve the government?
So now let's not get married. Let's just choose.
Let's be partners.
You know what? Let's not get married. This screams as to the other party
that I'm going to get up to some shenanigans.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't forget, because marriage is basically a symbolization of that it's me and you for the rest of our lives.
Mm-hmm. And I get a little too to this part.
Speaking of, that's a crazy concept.
It is. It is. Hey, Joe, you are speaking for your future self.
Why?
You have taken it upon yourself at 21. You're speaking for 40-year-old you.
And then you say, you know what, let's bring more people into the
the government.
But
families.
But I'm sure there's a part of you that gets it.
Then you commit yourself to lifetime debt. Nappies, food.
No, the thing is, I always say, I don't mind kids. But I want kids, definitely. But I'm not sure about the whole marriage
thing. Yeah.
I don't see an upside to it. Like, what does it change?
What's the benefit?
What's the benefit? That's the part I'm struggling the most
with. Type out the benefit in the comments. Because I genuinely want...
Whoever believes in marriage, elaborate why you have such a strong stance on that.
You've believed in marriage before?
Nah, I don't think I have.
Have you?
Not that I didn't believe. Yeah, I did believe. Yeah, obviously.
But do you remember what...
Like, you know what's crazy, right? I might not believe in marriage as such, but... Because obviously everything that you do is based on familiarity and things that you're used to.
Yes.
Security.
Yeah. I grew up in a household where the whole family is in the same space and we are all together. It's a family. Like I know that I'm familiar with it and I want that.
Yeah.
But there's something about marriage that is clashing in that image.
Doesn't make sense.
It doesn't add, but at the same time, you can't have a I think actually we need to deconstruct our beliefs,
preconceived ideas.
Yeah, preconceived. Because how we can have a family without being married.
Yeah,
without being married.
Also, like you see, my dad asked me, "Is like, have I wanted to be married?" Yes, and it's because everyone around me was married.
Yeah,
there was a point last year where all my friends were literally the married YouTubers.
Yeah,
and everyone was talking about like, when are you gonna propose?
Yeah,
when are you gonna do this thing? Look how happy we are. Look, we're so good. We're living together.
Yeah.
So like, the reason why I wanted marriage last year or back in the day was because I wanted to be able to stay with my partner full time. I can do that without marriage. I wanted to be with them most of the time. I can do that without marriage. Like, I wanted to feed them. I wanted to be fed by them. Fed by them.
Feed them.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted that person to always be around me and to come home to that person. And I can do those things without marriage. But now African practices, Christian practices say, no fat and sit allowed. Like, how am I living with this person when they haven't paid my
Lobola
or Mahadi?
And once you pay Mahadi, it's a marriage. Like, the government defines it.
Yeah, and definitely COP as well.
Yeah, definitely COP.
We saw this thing with driving up today. That article thing that I thought was fake news.
Yeah.
Apparently, that thing.
Oh, with the divorce, with the.
The marriage.
The divorce, divorce laws.
Yeah.
Change.
You had a point now, apparently. I don't know if it's a working bill or what. Even if you sign ANC, you are still entitled to whatever you accrue, accrual concept. After what was accumulated after date of marriage.
I actually want to read that thing because they say the argument is that it's unconstitutional.
It said inconsistent
with the constitution.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But I think kids, if you're listening, don't get married.
Whoa, let them decide on their own.
I don't see the upside. The opinions of this podcast do not belong to us.
to the channel.
Can't tell people that are watching this stuff not to get married.
No, okay, honestly, like, but we are expressing our opinions. Yeah. From our experience.
So I'm not saying you'd never get married.
And we want to know your opinion, but, and that's why we're opening this conversation.
You know where it comes from, because it's not just a personal opinion. My line of work has allowed me the opportunity to deal with people that I married.
Yeah.
It's the craziest things that you see in life.
Mm-hmm.
And not just between the parties that are involved.
Yeah.
I had somebody, a client of mine, mm-hmm. she wanted to buy a property. She wanted to downsize because unfortunately she lost her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine your top billing living. Imagine what it looks like. 6-8 rooms,
five helpers.
Yeah. For some reason, there's more bathrooms than actual rooms inside the house. And then you see how much people lose out on in terms of time.
Yeah.
Do you have an idea how long a divorce takes?
Oh yeah, that thing takes it's taxing.
You literally can't do anything. If you have an idea to buy a car while you're still getting a divorce, you really can't.
You're gonna split it.
You need shelter, you need a house. You can't buy a house until the divorce is done. What happens if this thing is dragged on for 10 years?
What if it's contested?
And you've been married for what? there's no upside here.
Like to it, okay. You know what it is, right? And obviously we just mentioned now that you can have certain things without marriage. But I think it's legacy practices. It's one of those things that it only makes sense to do it because it's how it's done. Like in our culture, in our traditions, how it's done. Yeah. Her parent, like it's society in and around you that's going to make you feel like what you're doing is wrong.
Yeah.
Because there are customs. You can't fat and sit. It's shunned upon.
Bro, they've bamboozled us.
For a while.
They've set up so many different structures and rules and regulations which force us to get married to enjoy life.
Yeah. And which is something you can do without that.
We're not saying.
We are.
No.
personal opinions. Never. Don't let that leave your mind. That everything that is said, you can disagree by all means.
Yeah.
And we want you to if you feel that way. But all I'm saying is,
damn.
We live in an age, right, where we understand individuality. We understand that people have preferences and people have choices they can make that are good for them.
Yeah.
Why is it not yet normal for people to just choose not to get married?
I'm choosing it.
Why is it so unfair to contest African practices? To contest...
Is it unfair?
Because we're not contesting the law.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
Mm.
We need the law to get married.
Yeah.
But then Christianity, African practices, our past.
They encourage you to get married.
Yeah. So and if you don't, you're contesting them. You're basically saying they are wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, your parents will come down on you like a 4-ton truck.
But I think it's an understanding that things change. I mean, 100 years ago, marriage made absolute sense.
Yeah.
You wanted to have, you were a kid and then you wanted both parents around. The only thing that secured that for a while was marriage. The banks wanted more security. If you're playing with someone, there's more income.
Yeah.
But now people, and if you're an individual person, you have enough to buy the house that you want, really want.
You have enough to raise a kid if it means to.
Yeah. You can be a single parent a little bit more comfortably now. I would imagine back in the day it was hard. Some people of other genders were not allowed to work.
Mm.
So it made sense to be within a marriage.
Yeah, to have especially from a lady's perspective, yeah. To have a man in your
life. Someone who's going to bring a salary.
But at the same time, even for a man's perspective, because you had somebody to look after your household while you were gone handling.
Yeah, but for women, it was worse because it's like society laws didn't allow for them to make enough money to raise. For us, it's the thing of which one of the support.
Yeah.
For them, they couldn't even make that decision. We chose, it was the comfortable thing to do. It's better to be married than to hire someone to take care of your kids.
Yeah. But I think that's the only reason things change. And I think you should allow things to change in your life.
And
to get the best outcome possible.
Make decisions that best suit you. If you don't feel like that is going to work for you, then don't get somebody who wants to marry you.
Next thing I see, this is when I get married.
No,
watch, you get married in 6 months.
That's the beauty of life.
Cool. You're allowed to change your
opinion. You're allowed to change. Yeah. You know, that's another thing I just wanted to touch on. I think, like, you know, sometimes we always get this feeling that decisions need to be a set in stone. Like, if you make a decision today, right, you need to be held on it for the rest of your life and you're not allowed to change your mind.
Yeah.
I think it's very okay to change your mind. If you want to get married tomorrow, knock yourself out.
What do you think that's a problem? What do you think we're so set on if once I decide on something, and then circumstances change.
It's for, the sake of
it's only a problem to the people that benefit from it.
Yeah,
you said you influenced me not to get married, not to getting married.
Do you think sometimes people feel embarrassed to just say that? Hey, well, I made a bad decision.
Yeah. Also, yeah. That's why, you know, when you say things like "don't get married."
Yeah.
Now imagine you say "don't get married" and then you get married in 6 months' time.
I'm like, oh, I'm going back on my way.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it means,
like
means nothing right now. It can change.
Our opinions are based on what we're going through, and what we're seeing right now in life, what we're being influenced by in our surroundings. So now our surroundings change year after year after year after year.
Yeah.
There'll be a point where we value the we value family, and we say, okay, cool. The best thing for me to do, for someone to continue my legacy, for me to have a home, is for me to get married, so I can have that. You know, those.
I guess.
it depends on what you value. Right now, we're valuing our careers. We're valuing our time.
Zanzu.
Whoa. When only one.
Did you have a good time at Zanzu?
That's on your value chain. I'm not judging you. Whatever makes you happy, Matlali.
Hey, I don't know, man. I went out last night. When did you go out?
About 2 days ago.
2 days. I want to reflect.
Yeah.
I want to just talk about something randomly. Just club culture.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because I'm poor or not. But you get to the club.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to be a mad wizard. Don't.
Mm.
And then you just see from the side of your eye, at Zanzu, they play the Undertaker.
Yeah.
Who orders you that?
and I get the concept of affordability. I get if you have money, you can spend it.
Yeah.
But till this day, I need to justify why you going to the club and dropping 70 bands.
Mm.
Why are you dropping 80 bands? What value are you associating with? Why are you performing the transaction? Why are you buying? Am I a hater?
That's a good question, because obviously you wonder. I'm sure you're not the only person that wonders.
What's the fun part there?
Here's the thing about when I mentioned with people being individuals.
Yeah.
So there's some people who find value in buying crack cocaine. I don't think spending 80 bands on a bottle of Azu is wild compared to that.
I can kind of quantify the benefits of crack cocaine.
No, but you know, it's also, all these things are very, very, very relative.
Yeah.
I get that.
Like, their 80K could be out of 200 rand or our 1,000 rand.
That is true.
With money in. And you don't know how established they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or, I hate to say that, but most of the people there buying Azu, they're cleaning money, bro.
Oh, I was going to mention that.
It's a partnership with the club.
And we don't know if they are.
Allegedly.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not also, definite. It's relative. So, like, let's say you're making a million a month, bro. Mm. Make a million a month. You decide to go out once a month, one club with your boys.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a while. We've been working really hard. Let's go to the club.
Yeah.
Mm.
You make a million. Let's say you walk away with like 500K.
Yeah. In your pocket.
In your pocket, 600K. So what's 80? What's 40 for the night?
That's a lot. It's 1 out of 5. That sounds like 12%. What is 1/5?
It's not 1 out of 5.
20%.
It's not 1 out of 5, though.
80 out of the 500 that you made. It's close to 100.
Okay. Even 40.
Yeah. I get the idea that we're going to celebrate. We're going to have a good time.
Also, it's 80, but it's like,
I'm going to get it again.
No, it's 8 niggas, like, or 4 niggas that are all going to split the bill equally. Everyone's spending like 10, 8.
You don't see the value in now, because obviously
I'm poor.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's a perspective thing. Honestly, I don't agree with going to the club and like, hey, let me say, hey, going to the club and like spending that amount of cash.
Not each.
But I think it's all relative, bro. Yeah.
I get it.
Like maybe he works the whole week, then he goes to the spa, he goes for that lunch. Now he's got like cash, he doesn't know what to do with it. He's made his investments.
Disposable.
He wants to have a good time, Joe, and then he has an ego, he wants to be the biggest in the room.
That's the answer.
Is that what the answer you were looking
for? I think that's just what makes sense to me, because, hey, talk, I can have a lot of fun for 80K. Eh? I can travel for 80K. Eh? And you want to spend it in an hour.
What if you've done that already?
Yeah, but most of these people haven't done that. That's the thing. We look at it like these people are all sane and smart and made investments.
Yeah,
we think these guys are spending half the cash they make in a month, bro.
Trying to flip every rock so we see what could be possible.
I'll let you guys, as soon as I can drop 80K at a club,
yeah,
I'm going
to
do it.
Now we'll be back to give you a different perspective when there's money involved.
Give us 2 years.
When niggas have money.
Yeah. Damn, would you guys ever date your friend's exes?
I think that's like
you say no.
No.
Not definitely you saying no. Matlali, just say no.
Yeah.
Or be with.
Actually, be any form. Any romantic form.
It's weird.
One of your boys' exes.
It's weird.
Don't have amnesia now.
Give me a name.
He got his name.
Should have seen the look on his face.
He's like, oh yeah, damn,
I did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you say?
I said, would you date a friend's ex or a friend's
I
ex?
Did. No, no, actually, I didn't date.
You're with the person though. Mm. So you would do it. Okay, Lucas, would you, this is very awkward right now.
It's a lot to take.
Would you do it?
I want to say I wouldn't, I would never do something like that.
It depends.
I'm going to get to that part.
It depends.
I want to say I'd never do something because it's an ugly situation. Like, yeah. Honestly, it leaves a bad taste in everybody's mouth because now I have to, and also why would I want to put myself in that situation? Because mm-hmm. now I'm thinking to myself, right? Say I bring my partner here and she's been with you.
Yeah.
She's sitting there minding her own business, doing whatever.
Watching the podcast.
Looking in a general direction. Watching the podcast. And then
Now I'm talking. Now she's looking at me. And she's smiling.
I'm thinking a bit louder. You guys have been intimate.
And I look at her and I smile and I laugh and I do this.
It's always going to be uncomfortable for me. It's going to be a bad idea for me to go and fetch your ex. Somebody you've been intimate with. It's going to be terrible.
I don't think I'd ever like do that. Like maybe like we can be drunk and I can hook up with someone that you've been with.
Yeah, make a mistake.
Make a mistake. But dates or see you in a long term period. Not with any of your niggas.
That's why I'm saying.
Are you looking at me like that? Give me a name.
No, I'm looking at you because like you said not with any of us, because I'm thinking in my head, right?
Other people.
She probably gets flashbacks.
Who?
No, if you were to be with a person I've been with and then you bring it, then she's looking at me and
yeah, bro.
You know, we spoke about this the other day. You know what Trent said, and you'll translate for me. He said, "Banyana ke ba banji."
Goes on.
Yeah,
and I firmly believe that.
Like, you know, that's
don't go out of your way.
Don't
go out of your way.
You have
options. Tricky, dog. It's, you know,
and why are you even in that space for you to end up with this person?
Dog, it's tricky, dog. It's mm-hmm. very tricky. Also, I think the things that we're personalizing, we've never hooked up with any of our exes. But a friend of a friend, like let's say, Tlala's ex. You didn't even know that they were exes. You saw a photo of them once.
If I didn't know,
it's different.
Oh, no, you knew. You're like, oh yeah, you know, you and that's how you said.
If I know, I don't. I'm wouldn't.
I think about that guy too much.
Why?
Why?
Which guy?
That's his goal. Like,
oh
yeah.
You think about that person. It will cross your mind.
Yeah.
Like, you will never be comfortable. You know what? Actually, I think it's better if we ask a bite. Because a relationship is something else. And it's even
no,
even on top of that,
no, we're saying someone that you were with for like even if it was for like a month. You know this person was this person for a month long.
But how were you with them?
Was it intimate?
We're chilling, going to their place every other day, eating together, sleeping together.
How did you feel about them? It depends on a lot, dog.
Yeah. So I'll say I've got someone that I know, someone close to me in my life, who there was a girl that I actually fancied.
Yeah.
But I've never expressed to this person that I fancied this girl.
Mm-hmm.
But this person is where they me and this person like kissed like once long ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And now they're like courting this person. Like they are flirting with them, like yo, pull up on me. Like
so, you had a thing with that person, and then now a friend of yours is having
close to you
is having a friend is having a thing with that friend.
They are on the route of doing that. I'm gonna tell that friend like yo,
you know, Mike, I wanna hear the name.
I'm gonna tell the friend that like yo, he's like, did you guys have sex? Then I was like, nah. He's like,
Oh yo, I'm just saying.
It depends on a lot.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, for me, I don't care at all. Because this person was just dope in the moment. It was, she was cool.
So,
I just told them who it was. Do you get what I'm saying?
Tits.
So it's not like something deep, but it's like, oh, by the way, I was like, and then the person doesn't care. He's like, oh, wait.
And you know, a part of me understands where he's coming from, especially when it didn't materialize.
Yeah.
And especially if nothing really actually happened. Like you just wanted them or you guys wanted each other.
Kissed once.
Mara, it didn't amount to anything.
Yeah. I strongly believe it's okay for a friend to go for another friend's love interest if it never materialized.
If it was one
day and you kissed and it didn't work out.
Don't get cheap.
So long as fluids were not interchanged.
Why you
and not just the mouthwash.
You don't do it. Don't block another person's blessings. What if they agree? Yes.
What if it's my soulmate?
Or your lifetime partner, since we don't believe
I know. actually, I'm going to speak from the perspective of understanding my friends. Né? I know Matlady wouldn't be okay with that.
With what?
With... If I pulled up on one of your former love interests,
why the fuck would you do that?
And I've asked
so
you
why
this
the
question.
Fuck did you do that?
Men
because of the relationship.
And to
I always doubt how niggas justify something when they have done it.
Yeah.
Watch
him defend the position.
Because before he was like, I'd never do that.
Yeah,
like, why would you do?
Why would you do that?
But it's also niggas don't really speak.
Yeah.
You hear, but you can't really fully evaluate why.
Yeah,
what happened between them?
Exactly. If you don't tell me what's happening and you brush it off like it's a small thing, don't be surprised when
I. And okay. I'm that type. You do it too. I ask.
Yeah,
I always ask.
And then when I answer, I give an honest answer. Mm. I expect the same as well.
Mm.
Because we just so happen to like the same.
He's soft.
Thing.
He's soft. This guy. I once asked him, and I was like, you know what? Because I thought about it.
I'm like, this is my type. My daddy tried. Yeah. It didn't really work out as far as I'm concerned, because obviously he tells me and it didn't work out. I thought to myself, I'm like, I don't know, but I mean, it's my type. I'm curious because, you know.
But that's the thing. That's another issue. If it's someone close, I confide in you about what happened.
Yeah, it's tricky.
Oh. It's murky now. Yeah. Now I'm going to tell you how she acted and then you're going to use that against
I won't use that against you. I'll use that to my benefit. I'm not using it against
it's
you.
It's also that, like, what are you discussing?
Not you.
In a relationship, you get different, especially when you get soft.
Yeah.
And you start disclosing things you shouldn't be disclosing. Yeah. And then now that becomes, the lines are blurred. Like, you know a lot, but how much are you going to share with someone that I know?
That's true.
Okay.
On this topic of you guys, obviously, this is happening. Would you guys date someone what would you guys do if you guys both really liked the same girl? Like, I'm saying you really liked her.
Let the best man win.
Yeah.
That has happened too many times. We know how that plays. Me and Mary have similar
preferences. We've never done that to someone that, I want to be with that person.
Well, you never know in the moment.
Yeah.
Do you ever go in? Oh, yeah, but you kind of do.
Yeah, I'm a lover.
But even in a situation where you just want to, like, you both just want to kiss her.
Just kiss.
That has happened. I'm pretty sure we've kissed the same girl on the same day.
No, I'm asking if you kissed the same girl. Oh my God.
You don't know. I don't do.
Why haven't you told me? Oh my God. This is not how I wanted to find out.
And in most cases, you guys are right. If a girl doesn't like Lucas, she likes Matlady.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's always just being you and Lucas. Not that me and Tony in the picture is a bit tricky.
They think they can compete.
Like easy. I'm
I don't know. I feel like I have my fish.
Welcome to the Hunger Games.
Maybe I should be in season 4 for Looking for Mjolo. So yes,
would you do it?
No, I wouldn't do it.
Why?
I'm not looking for Mjolo.
But we've done it without looking.
I hate to break it to somebody who was watching.
And you thought we were looking.
I really need more information about a person.
Than just four minutes.
With 7 people watching me like this.
Tato saying, Kat, can you just move to the...
Please move to the right.
Now that you're in there, Lucas.
Yes.
We've had the opportunity to meet a few...
Incredible women.
Yeah, on the journey of looking from John.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone that you feel got away, slipped out of your hands?
Out of my hands?
Mm.
I wouldn't think so.
Are you saying... Yeah, no. I see why you're responding like that.
Mm-hmm.
Not slipped out your hands, but someone who you feel like if you tried, something could have materialized.
Nah, if I'm thinking this long, no.
Okay, yeah, cool, safe. Yes. You and Trump, yes.
Of course.
Yeah. Even me, yes.
From the sidelines.
I don't know if you know the show. That's not what Looking for Mjolo on YouTube. It should be coming out very soon.
On TV soon.
Also, the reality show is cooking. We've got 2 episodes done. We're getting the other 2 episodes next week. Then we're going to start doing the diary session. So that's coming out in like a month or 2. That's very exciting.
And not too over hyped. I saw an episode. That thing was incredible.
You saw 2 episodes?
Yeah, a little bit of drama here and there.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
You must watch.
But yeah, guys, if you guys enjoyed this episode, please give it 5 stars. If you want to give it 3, give it 5 and tell us why you were going to give it 3.
And happy Thursday.
And happy Thursday.
Yeah, enjoy. Keep rocking.
That means opposing us on a Thursday.